Hani Hatichiradahi festival. We don't have time to discuss the whole pastime in detail, but I will extract some important principles from some elements of the pastime. The Panihati festival was celebrated by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. His father and uncle, Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar, were extremely wealthy landowners in Bengal, almost on the level of kings. They had huge estate on the river. They had boats that would carry goods. They had so many buildings. And Raghunath Das was the only son. And so they put all of their hopes on him for the future of their dynasty. And he was very expert. Sometimes there were complicated situations. The Mazumdars used to collect tax for the government, and the government officer found some discrepancy in the accounts. He thought that the Mazumdars were not delivering the full amount due to the government treasury, and he was ready to arrest them. But Raghunath Das spoke very sweetly pacified the officer and saved the situation. But within his heart, he wanted to achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Shantipur, Raghunath Das went to see him. And told him, you know, that he wanted to leave home and join him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, don't be a crazy fellow. You should return home and outwardly perform all of your duties, and inwardly always think of Radha and Krishna. So Raghunath Das did return home, but he lost all interest in the happiness of family life. He followed the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did his duties very efficiently, but he stayed outside of the main house in the Durga Mandap. Then he heard that Nityananda Prabhu had come nearby to Panihati, and he wanted to go and meet him. And when he saw Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was very humble. Very, very humble. So when he saw Nityananda Prabhu, he didn't want to come too close or intrude, but from a distance he offered obeisances. And one of Lord Nityananda's associates said, "Oh, look, there's Raghunath Das offering obeisances." So Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful and very humorous. So he said to Raghunath Das, come here, come here. Why are you hiding in the shadows like a thief? Come here. And he said, now that I have caught you, I will punish you. And the punishment is that you have to arrange a festival and serve all of my associates chipped rice and yogurt. Now, this is a very humorous request, because Raghunath Das was so fabulously wealthy. You know, it would be as if Bill Gates was a follower of Rose, and he came all the way from Seattle just to see her and get her mercy. And she said, Rose, I'll do whatever you want, you know. I can do the big temple in Santa Barbara. I can, anything. But she said, oh, I would like you to arrange some puffed rice and yogurt for my associates. It's like a joke. So that was Nityananda Prabhu's order to Raghunath Das. So he bought, chipped rice, yogurt, condensed milk, different types of fruit, mangoes, bananas, and he soaked some of the chipped rice in milk, some in yogurt. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes in detail how the different preparations were made, and then a great feast of chipped rice and yogurt was served. So there are many details. Eventually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came, but not everyone could see him. He came invisibly. And again, sort of as a joke, Nityananda Prabhu took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu amongst all the eaters, and he would take like a morsel of chipped rice and yogurt, or chipped rice and condensed milk from each pot, and put it in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth and laugh. But nobody could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so they weren't, except for a few very fortunate ones, so they weren't quite sure what was happening, but they were all in a happy mood. Eventually, the vendors who stocked chipped rice and milk and yogurt and fruit and sweets heard about the festival, so they came with their goods, and Raghunath Das bought all of their goods and then made them sit down and fed them the same goods that he bought from them. Eventually there was no room on the land for the people to sit, so some of them sat on the banks of the Ganges, and when all the space there was taken, some of them actually stood in the water of the Ganges eating their chipped rice and yogurt. So then, that night, there was a big feast at Raghava Pandit's house, which is in Panihati, just near the site of the Chirudai festival. And there was kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu danced in kirtan. And then the next morning, Raghunath Das had to take leave to return home. So he brought with him various gold coins, and so he had Raghava Pandit draw up a list of all of Nityananda Prabhu's associates, and he put a figure beside the name of each one, how much Lakshmi he wanted to give. The more intimate associates were given a certain larger figure, and then the subordinate associates were given a lesser figure. And, you know, he told Raghava Pandit that after I leave you, deliver these amounts of gold into the hands of Nityananda Prabhu and his associates. Now, before he left, he came to see Nityananda Prabhu, and his heart's desire was to get out of the bondage of family life and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu told him, "I'm very pleased with the celebration of the Chiradadi Utsav, and you know, very soon you will be relieved from the shackles of family life, and you will attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, and he will place you under the care of Saurabh Damodar Goswami, and you will become one of his intimate associates." So Raghunath Das returned home, and by then his father and uncle had posted guards to watch him every minute of the day and night to make sure he didn't escape. But one night, almost morning, Raghunath Das' spiritual master, Yadunandanacharya, was the family priest of the Majumdars. He came, and he told Raghunath Das that the devotee who was supposed to do the worship in the morning was not agreeing to continue his service. So he wanted Raghunath Das to accompany him, to convince him to take up his service. So it was the middle of the night, or past the middle of the night, and pretty much everyone was asleep. And besides, Yadunandanacharya was like a part of the family, so everyone trusted him. So Raghunath Das left, and he told Yadunandanacharya, "My dear master, there's no need for you to come with me. I will get the pujari to take up his service again, and you can return to your place." So, all right. So So Raghunath Das did. He got the devotee to resume his service, and then he left for Jagannath Puri. And he knew that his father and uncle would send people to look for him. So instead of taking the main road, he took the interior route, he wasn't even conscious of his body. He was just fixed on meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it took 12 days for him to walk from Bengal to Puri, and in those 12 days he was able to eat only for 3 days. And that also just whatever he could get. And then he eventually reached Jagannath Puri and achieved the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everything that Nityananda Prabhu said came to pass. So this pastime illustrates the process of liberation and the process by which one attains direct service to the Lord. There's a nice song by Narottam Das Thakur, Gauranga Bolite Happy. It's actually called Lav Samai Prarthana. Lalasa means longing. Prarthana means prayer. So, in this prayer, he says, Arakabai Nitai Chan Karuna Abe. When will Lord Nityananda, Nitai Chan, when will he be merciful to me? Samsara Basana Mar Kabe Chuchahabe. At that time, my material attachments will become insignificant. Tucha means insignificant, like worthless. Generally people are materially attached. Every conditioned soul is materially attached. But to really make progress in spiritual life, one cannot harbor false hope for material enjoyment, and as a matter of fact, all hopes for material enjoyment are pretty false. In one talk, Srila Prabhupada was saying that this is very essential that we give up that hope for material enjoyment or that taste for material enjoyment. There's another song by Govinda Das, Bhaja Hude Mana Srinandana. So in connection to that song, Srila Prabhupada referred to Chapala Sukha, that flickering happiness. My child smiled at me, I feel very happy. My wife is pleased with me, so I feel happy. But that happiness cannot really satisfy the soul. And he said not only, Govinda Das or such Vaishnava poets, but even other philosophers and poets who've studied the nature of the world have come to the same conclusion. And he quoted Vidyapati, who said that the mind, the heart, the soul is like a parched desert that is hankering for oceans of happiness. And that Chapalasukha, that flickering happiness of material enjoyment, is like a drop in the desert. You know, what can a drop do in a desert? For the desert to get relief, it needs oceans of water, not a drop. Not just a drop. So Chucha, and that was said about the six Goswamis by Srinivasacharya. Taktva Turna Mashesha Mandala Pati Srinim Sadat Chuchavat. That they gave up all association with aristocracy as insignificant. Because they were relishing a much higher standard of happiness. So, yes, and then Narottam Das Thakur sings Kabe, getting all the words with Shuddha Habe Man, that when my mind becomes purified from material attachments, then I will be able to enter Vrindavan. And that, of course, entering Vrindavan, that can take place internally and externally, and it happened both ways with Raghunath Das. Internally from the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to think of Radha and Krishna within himself. And then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Raghunath Das went to Vrindavan and took shelter of Rupa Sanatana there, developed Radha Kund and Shamsa Kund and lived there. Then one can enter Vrindavan and one can understand the pastimes, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So this this prayer of Narottam Das Thakur for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu to make his material attachments insignificant and to purify his mind so that he's able to enter Vrindavan and appreciate the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. These principles were exemplified in the story of Raghunath Das and Nityananda Prabhu in the celebration of the Panihati festival. So it's, yes, also in discussing this prayer, Gauranga Bulite Habe Pulaka Sarir, Srila Prabhupada summarizes the whole song by saying that that first one should surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he came to deliver the fallen souls and give them Krishna consciousness. Krishna Bhakti Rasa. And when one surrenders to Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Nityananda becomes pleased with him. And when Lord Nityananda is pleased with him, he makes his material attachments insignificant, paltry, like worthless. Then the devotee can enter Vrindavan, and then he can, of course, Narottam Das Thakur was the next generation, then he can enter Vrindavan and get the shelter of the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, Rupa Ravana. So we are now a few generations down the line, through parampara, we can pray like Narottam Das Thakur, follow that process and at the same time pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda, especially on this occasion. And to free us. In the case of Raghunath Das, he was already detached. But he was bound by circumstances. That can also happen. So one can pray both to be freed from the illusion of material happiness, and also to be released from situations that circumstantially keep one from one's spiritual goals, spiritual desires, fulfillment of one's spiritual desires. And then one will be able to attain Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, one will get the shelter of the six Goswamis. And quite often, Srila Prabhupada would translate that line, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Akuti. When will I be eager to attain the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath? Which really means the six Goswamis, from Rupa Goswami up to Raghunath Das Goswami. He translates that to mean, when will I be eager to study their books? Then, Yugala Pariti, one will be able to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then one's spiritual life will be a success. So these are very important points. Have that eagerness to study their books. Understand the conjugal love through them by their mercy, not by our own speculation or material conceptions. And then all of our desires for spiritual perfection will be fulfilled. So we don't, we don't really, make that negative effort so much, to reject material things, but it's more the positive effort, surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, follow the process he's given, chanting the holy names, especially chanting the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, associating with more advanced devotees, and residing in a holy place, Vrindavan, not Mayapur, or a temple, or at least making one's home into a temple where Krishna is the center and everything is done for the pleasure of Krishna. But when possible, one should go to Vrindavan. Or again, if one is unable to go there physically, one should live there mentally by reading these books, being absorbed in those thoughts of Vrindavan. So we make the positive effort to follow the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Of course, chanting is the main, chanting without offense. Then Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased, and he will give us his mercy, and by his mercy, that whole sequence of attaining spiritual perfection will follow. So it was really a very special occasion to get that mercy that we want. I tried to fit in a little walk before I came here, so I thought, okay, at 20 to 7, I left the park. It's just about 5 minutes, so I thought I'll get here at 6:45. But I somehow thought that Victoria Street was north of Micheltorena instead of south. So instead of turning right, I turned left, like walking uphill. But anyway, I was like, okay, I'm going to get Raghunath Das's mercy. Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, holy name. And then when I got to Pedregosa, it was like, I started to see all these like big mansions and large properties and nice gardens, and felt like I entered a different realm here. This is in Janesh's neighborhood. I felt like, there's that, I think it was in, I'm not sure, 1920s or 30s or something, not exactly sure, but there was one Admiral Byrd who took an expedition to the North Pole, and suddenly he came into this like tropical jungle, it was like very astonishing, and devotees take this as evidence for the version of the Bhagavatam, the cosmology of the Bhagavatam. Anyway, that's a whole other subject, but I felt like that, plodding through these little frame houses, and then suddenly, this mansion, big properties. But we don't want. We don't want any heavenly planet. We can do much better than that. We can get the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. We can enter the spiritual realm. So then, turned back, and we made it here. So, yes. Very auspicious, and I'm sure I mean, not to get ahead of ourselves, but I'm sure there will be a lot of mercy in the Jiradhyayi itself, which would have been relished by Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so that their remnants would be infused with their mercy and the nectar of their the nectar of their lotus mouths. So we really have everything. We have every facility. Just have to take advantage. It is pretty simple, but like Prabhupada said, it's simple for the simple, but difficult for the crooked. To develop that, I mean, not that I'm any example of it, but to develop that quality of simplicity, then we can be successful, I think. Hare Krishna.